This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kanaka vatereri tinosangana zvakare pa Studio 7. Manera anasi uri muswe svondo nyamavhuvhu 21 2016. Munotibata pa 919 AM, pa 4930, kana pa 6065, ne 15460 kHz pa shortwave. Munokwanisa kutinzwa pa internet pa website yedu inoti www.voashona.com. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Anemi muchirongwa, ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC, ndichiti ezvino zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi.
Demonstration inenge ichiitwa muno muguta guru reHarare. Tanga nenguva idzo dzinoita 9 o'clock dzamangwanani. Demonstration iyi inezenge ichisanganisa mapato anosvika 12 kana kuti 13 mapato ezvematongerwo enyika.
Mapato ezvematongerwo enyika anopikisa hurumende ari pasi pegungano reNational Electoral Reform Agenda kana kuti NERA, obatana mukuratidzira kukuru kuri kurongwa kuitwa muHarare nemusi wechishanu. Vagari vemudhorobha reMasvingo vanoti kuoma kwezvinhu munyika munyaya dzeupfumi kwave kuvatadzisa kubhadhara mitero yemvura nemagetsi. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Ino iStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC tichikuudzai zviri kuitika munyika. Vatungamiri vemapato 12 ari mugungano reNational Electoral Reform Agenda kana kuti NERA vari kutarisirwa kusangana mangwana kuti vapedzise kuronga nezvekuratidzira kukuru kunonzi kwakarongwa kuitwa neNERA muHarare nemusi wechishanu. Mutauriri werimwe remapato ari mugungano reNERA reMDCT Vaobeti Gutu vanoti bato ravo rakabatana nemamwe mapato ezvematongerwo enyika kuti vange vachiratidza kunyunyuta kwavo nekunonoka kwehurumende kugadzirisa mitemo inechekuita nesarudzo pamwe nemabatiro ari kuitwa basa neZEC. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navagutu pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Demonstration iyi inenge ichiitwa muno muguta guru reHarare, ichitanga nenguva idzo dzinoita 9 o'clock dzamangwanani. Demonstration iyi inezenge ichisanganisa mapato anosvika 12 kana kuti 13 mapato ezvematongerwo enyika. Chisanganisa isu bato reMDC inotungamirirwa naPresident Morgan Tsvangirai nemapato akawandawo zvakaita vana Zimbabwe People First vanenge varipo, vana Zunde vanenge varipo nemamwe mapato. Saka tinotarisira kuti patichasvika musi wechishanu musi wa26 nyamavhuvhu tinotarisira mapato ezvematongerwo enyika anosvika 20 kana kuti 20 pachirungu.
Chii chikuru chamuri kunanga nacho pakuratidzira uku?
Chinangwa chikuru Jonga ndechemaererano neatingangoti muchirungu maelectoral reforms. NERA yakanangana nenyaya dzamareforms, maelectoral reforms. Ndofunga vatereri vanozivazve kuti nguva zhinji tinonyunyuta isu vana veZimbabwe kuti maelections anoitwa muno munyika medu, nyika yedu yechipikirwa. Maelections atinoona vanhu vanombunyikidzwa, voters roll chaiyo pamwe inenge siripo, hautomboiwani chero iwo unenge uri candidate unotoshayiwa voters roll. Tozoitazve zvinhu zvakaita semedia kuti mapato ezvematongerwo enyika vanotokundikana kutowana mukana wokuti vanonzwikawo vachitaurawo nezvemaprogramu kamapolisi avo panepenyuro dzeZimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation dzingava nepenyuro dzeradio kana kuti pachivhitivhiti television station inenge iyo inoraniwa neZimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation.
Avanga vari mutauriri weMDCT Vaobet Gutu vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Vagari vedhorobha remasvingo vanonzi vari kunyunyuta nekuoma kwaita zvinhu munyika, izvo vanoti zvave kuita kuti vakundikane kubhadhara mitero nemvura mitero yemagetsi pamwe nemvura. VaProsper Tiringindi vanoona nezvekufambiswa kwemabasa musangano remasvingo Residence Trust vanoti dai hurumende yava Mugabe yaitonga nyika zvakanaka, dai vanhu vakawanda vachikwanisa kuzviraramisa. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navo pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Hurumende yava Mugabe yakonewa kutungamira, uyezve hurumende yava Mugabe yatadza kuti vana veZimbabwe vave vane rusununguko, vave vakafara munyika yavo. Vanhu vari kutadza kubhadhara mvura, vanhu vari kutadza kubhadhara nyaya dzemagetsi, uyezve tine vana vari paGreat Zimbabwe University. Tiri kuona kuti pane mahigh dropout, vana havasi kuuya kuchikoro. Tiri kuona kuti Great Zimbabwe University yakaadvertisa futi ruviri kuti yakapa mukana kuti vana vanoda kuuya, vanoda kuwana nzvimbo vauye sepachikoro. Tiri kuonekwa kuti vana vari kudzikira nemhaka chechikonzero chokuti hakuna mari. Saka nyaya iripo ndokuti isu sevagari tiri kuona kuti hurumende yavaMugabe yakonewa, haina chachaitira vanhu.
Asi vatiringindi, tingati here zviri kuhurumende kuti inge ichirongera munhu kuti agadzirise upenyu zvakafanana nezvekutsvaga mari dzekubhadhara mitero yemvura nezvimwe zvakadaro?
Hongu zviri kuhurumende, nokuti hurumende chokutanga inofanira kunge ichipa basa ini ane munozova vajonga panimire kuti ndikwanise kuti ini ndibhadhare mari dzevana kuchikoro, uyezve ndiwane mari dzemagetsi, ndiwane kudya harimopanze ichisaka. Uye kana hurumende isina kukwanisa kundipa basa, zvinoreva kuti inini handina kunge kukwanisa kuwana mari. Zvimwe zvatinokwanisa kuti tiite mari zvomushikashika, tinoona mapurisa aripo. Tikada kuti tiite zvekutengesa nokutengesa, tinoona mutemo yatiakiswa nehurumende yavaMugabe haichagoni kuti isusu tive takasununguka tive tinotsvakira mari. Ndobva ndiri kuti hurumende yavaMugabe hapachina, yatokonewa.
Saka zvii zvamuri kukurudzira kuti zviitwe nehurumende?
Ya, isu zvatiri kukurudzira ndezvehurumende ndokuti ngaidzokere kuvanhu, igare pasi, toona kuti matambudziko nearipo tomagadzirisa sei, nokuti matambudziko tisu tinogona kumagadzirisa, hakuna umwe munhu anokwanisa kumagadzirisa. Asi tambudziko iripo ndeyekuti hurumende yava Mugabe ine chimbimitoga yongoti ivowo anenge achingoti tisu zvikuna, asina kuti vadzoke nekuisidzana navamwe. Ngatishandidzanei nevamwe nemapolitical party navamwe, tobatanidza togadzira nyika yedu yeZimbabwe yonaka to pamwe chete.
Vanga vari vanoona nezvekufambiswa kwemabasa musangano remasvingo Residence Trust VaProsper Tiringindi vari parunare kumasvingo neStudio 7. Direct from Washington, the voice of America, VOA. Nyanzvi mune zveupfumi vamasimba kuchera vanoti kusatsanangurwa zvizere nebhanga guru renyika reRBZ kwemamiriro anenge akaita mari itsva ichaparurwa munyika muna gumi guru yemabond notes ndiko kuri kuita kuti vanhu vasagadzikana. Gavhuna weRBZ vaJohn Mangudya vakati vanhu havasi kuzomanikidzwa kushandisa mari iyi, asi vakuchera vanoti havaoni izvi zvichiitika sezvo munyika musina mari yacho yekushandisa. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navo pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Dambudziko riri pamberi kuti mabond notes acho hatisati atombozia kuti anoshanda sei. Imwe nguva tinonzwa gavhena vachiti achapinda muekonomi pamwe pato vari kutaura nyaya dzekuti mabhenki achazotidaita kuti anoda here kuti ape vanhu mabond notes. Saka asati andinyatsoziva kuti ivo mabond notes achona achazofamba sei, asi handione chichiimprove hangu zvakanyanya ekonomi. Chiri kudiwa paekonomi inei kuti hurumende inge ine zviga nemitemo inobatika inoita kuti kune hunge vachikwanisa zvifambira mberi. Dambudziko ratinaro nderekuti hurumende haisati yava nezvo.
Tinonzwawo kuti iwo mabond notes hurumende iri kuti iri kuaenzanisa nemari inoita $200 million yayakawana kuAfribank. Tinotarisira here kuti mabond notes anenge achizongoshanda kwemwedzi umwe chete, tichitarisa kuti mari yevashandi vehurumende kazhinji inobva yangodya $200 million yavari kuti ndo yavari kubatanidza nayo mari?
and the people who are essay 200 million kawan.
Vanhu vakaramba kutambira mabond notes vakuchera vanenge vaine imwe nzira here yekuzowana nayo mari tichiona kuti iyo US dollar iri kushandiswa munyika pari nhasi iri kunetsa
mamiriro ezveupfumi ari kukonzera kuti vanhu vakawanda vapinde nekubuda munyika vachinotsvaga zvekutenga nekutengesa vakawanda mabond notes zvinoreva kuti anenge akugumira kubite bridge border post kuplumtree border post kuforms border post zvichireva kuti anenge asingati ayambuke miganho yezimbabwe sezvinova ndiro dambudziko guru nekuti muchacherekedzwa muchaona kuti informal sector ndoirikozindo iri kudraivha upfumi hwedu informal sector inorarama kuburikidza nekuenda kune nyika dzakada kufanana nasouth africa nazambia vachiudza zvinhu zvaanotengesa zvisinei hazvo nesector instrument 64 saka mabodrot anenge asingabvumiwe kuzambia anenge asingabvumiwe kusouth africa chero kune dzimwewo nyika dzinei zvikwanisa kuenda vanhu vemuno mukuti vanotichava kuti vakwanise kuuya vachirarama
vanga vari nyanzvi mune zveupfumi vamasimba kuchera vari parunhare muHarare neStudio 7. Iye zvino tokuendesai kuna Blessing Zulu kwaanotipa chirongwa chazvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo.
Tinokutambirai nemufaro vateereri muchirongwa chedu chinotarisa zviri kuitwa pamwe nezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo. Nhasi taita rombo rakanaka tatsikwa naDr. Patterson Dzamara vanovaivo munin'ina wavaitai Dzamara murwiri wekodzero dzevanhu. Tinokutambirai nemufaro paStudio 7, Dr. Dzamara.
Notenda.
Dr. Dzamara, tiri kuona imi nevamwe vechidiki muchiratidzira muguta reHarare umu nemune mamwe maguta. Chinangwa chenyu ndechei chaizvo?
Isu tiri kuti sevechidiki remangwana nderedu mukatarisisa nekucherechedza muchaona kuti vazhinji vari kuita madecisions vari kuita sarudzo ine chekuita nenyika ino neupenyu hwedu vanhu vatoatana vanhu vachembera vachisina chekutarisira muupenyu tingati vanhu vae vekuti tingati havachina hanya sakani naizvozvo isu tine kunzwisisa kwokuti chavanenge vachitamba nacho nechavari kukanganisa musarudzo dzavanoita madecisions avanoita chine chekuita neramangwana redu isu ndoechidiki tiri kuti hatingagare tichiona vachiita muitiro wakadaro nendaa yekuti nemangwana nderedu
asi tiri kuona pakurohwa vanhu pachishandiswa mhirizhonga inonzi nevakawanda iri kuitwa nemapurisa izvi hazvisi kukudzorera here kumashure
zvinhu zvinokatyamadza asi egai nditi mukuita kwavari kuita vanoita vachida kuti vativhiise kana kuti vatiite kuti tisange tichipfuurira mberi nezvatinoita asi mukudaro chavari kutoita ndechekuti vari kutisimbisa pabasa redu nepadonzvo redu ndinodavira chitendero chechikristu pane bhaibheri kuna ekisodho panotaurwa nezvevana veisraeri bhaibheri rinoti ekisodho chapter 1 verse 12 kunyanya kumbunyikigwa kwakaita vana veisraeri kwakaita kutiwo vange vachivandudzwa kwakaita kuti vange vachisimba ndozvatiri kuona zviriga muzimbabwe kumbunyikidzwa kwatiri kuitwa nehurumende yava mugabe yatinofunga kuti yakakundikana uyezve iri kukundikana kubata basa reutungamiri hwenyika ino kuri kutisimbisa kuti tienderere mberi ivo sekaendero kavakaita kuhondo vachihwira usununguko isuwo tikuhwira usununguko kuti tione ramangwana rakajeka tione ramangwana nekuti vana vedu vachatarisa kumashure vogoti vana baba vedu ndo vakaita kuti nyika inge iri pairi nhasi
asi munoona zvekuratidzira izvi zvichishanda here pane zvamungati zvachinja here kubvira zvamatanga kuratidzira
gai nditi pane munhu akanyora nechirungu ndichaisa muchishona akanyora akati the only thing necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing ndichisa muchishona chinhu chinoita kuti huipi hunge huchibudirira kana kuti hunge huripo hunge vanhu vakanaka vakaramba vakanyarara pasina zvavanoita isusu tei kuti hongu tinoziva hatina puti vane puti hongu tinoziva hatina kana maresources asi vanavo asi tiri kuti sevechidiki tichamira tichimirira chini chakanaka uo chini chakanaka kaka zekuti nari kutitera kana kuti hazi kutitera ingati pada irao ine secondary concern tine basa nekekuti isusu vechidiki tiri kumira chimirira chokwadi
tiri kuona mumwe wamaishanda naye zvakanyanya Pastor Ivan Mawarire vari kuti vaakumboenda muupoteri munoti kudini mashokwai
tinowanzwisisa zvekutaura kwamaita taishanda tose tinoshanda tose tine donje rimwe chete tinowanzwisisa nedanho ravakatora ndinoona chiri chinhu chekuti pachangu handingati chakaipa kana kuti chakanaka ivo ndo vanoziva zvavakazviitira nezvavari kuzviitira asi sekuziva kwandinovaita munhu ane rudo nenyika munhu anoda kuona nyika ino ichifamba zvakanaka nyika ino ichishanduka ende munhu watinoti tinaye mukurwira nyika yakanaka mukurwira Zimbabwe yakanaka atingati madynamics akasiyana pamunhu nemunhu ivo vane zvavo zvavakacherechedza kuti vasvike pakutora danho iroro sakani pandingangotaure ndinekuti izviri kumazimbabwe vakakatyamadzika nedanho ravakatora ngatirambei tiri pamubatira pamwe kaitiro kafungiro kanogona kusiyana asi ngatingoshandei semajuru tirambe tiri pamushandira pamwe kusvika tasvika nenyika yedu yezimbabwe
aiwa tinokutendai zvikuru Dr. Dzamara nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
aida
avo vanga vari Dr. Patterson Dzamara munin'ina wemurwiri wekodzero dzevanhu akatsakatika vaItai Dzamara aiwa hama wadiwa nhambetambe inoregwa ichanaka nekudaro ngaisiye matambo anokonika ine mufaro ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu ndokusiyai muina Jonga Kandemiri
Tine chiziviso chakakosha pamusoro pekushanduka kwechirongwa chedu. Kubva nemusi wemuvhuro nyamafufu 29 Studio 7 inenge isatepfenyura mururimi rwechirungu. Asi zvakadaro nhau dzechirungu dzichange dzotepfenyurwa pazvirongwa zveVOA English to Africa. Africa News Tonight kubva muvhuro kusvika chishanu kuti wemugovera nesvondo pachirongwa cheNightline Africa. Studio 7 icharamba ichitepfenyura nechirungu chirongwa cheLive Talk icho chawedzerwa nguva yekutepfenyura kuenda paawa imwe chete. Munokwanisawo kuramba muchiwana nhau dzezviri kuitika muZimbabwe pawebsite yedu. Ticharamba tichitepfenyura nechishona nendevele kubva muvhuro kusvika chishanu pamwe nemugovera nesvondo apo tawedzerawo nguva yechirongwa kuenda pamaminitsi makumi matatu. Kuti munzwe nguva dzatinotepfenyura pamwe nemasaisai amunotibata endai pawebsite yedu inoti www.voashona.com iye zvino tokupai kambo handiro dambudziko kubva kuna Oliver Tuku Mtukudze Zvirongwa yedu yapera regai titarise misoro yenhau zvakare. Mapato ezvematongerwo enyika anopikisa hurumende ari pasi pegungano reNational Electoral Reform Agenda kana kuti NERA obatana mukuratidzira kukuru kuri kurongwa kuitwa muHarare nemusi wechishanu. Vagari vemudhorobha reMasvingo vanoti kuoma kwezvinhu munyika munyaya dzezvoupfumi kwave kuita kuti vakundikane kubhadhara mitero yemvura nemagetsi. Anokuoneka ine mufaro semazuva ose ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti murare zvakanaka vateereri.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours, 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, August the 21st, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening:
the National Electoral Reform Agenda, NERA, which, as I speak to you now, has been signed up by up to 20 or so political parties, is going to engage on a massive demonstration in the capital city of Harare on Friday, the 26th of August.
MDCT spokesman Obet Gutu says a sizable number of opposition parties under the National Election Reform Agenda, or NERA, have confirmed participation in a demonstration pushing for urgent electoral reforms to be held Friday in Harare.
Our role, as we have begun this particular movement, has been, number one, to force people to rise up and speak up without fear. Number two, to be united, because that is where our power is. The job now becomes to, and I'm glad we have, you know, minds that are deeper than mine in terms of study and research and qualification. The job is now to start to direct this unity, to direct this energy, to direct this awakening into a result that we can all be happy with and proud of as we go forward.
Pastor Ivan Mawarire of Hashtag This Flag campaign shares the vision of his movement at a panel discussion with Zimbabweans in Washington, D.C.
My name is Mojo Kwirwa and I'm the District Medical Officer for Nyanga District. We are having our annual medical outreach. It's a free medical outreach where we are going to see patients at clinics in Nyanga District, in Nyanga South constituency.
Residents of Inyanga South are invited to take up free medical treatment that will be available at clinics in the district, where 15 doctors will offer free treatment this coming Saturday and Sunday. As usual, we give you the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. MDCT spokesman Obet Gutu says a sizable number of opposition parties under the National Election Reform Agenda, or NERA, have confirmed participation in a demonstration pushing for urgent electoral reforms to be held Friday in Harare. He tells Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri plans are now at an advanced stage and they are raring to go.
That's very true, Jonga. The National Electoral Reform Agenda, NERA, which, as I speak to you now, has been signed up by up to 20 or so political parties, is going to engage on a massive demonstration in the capital city of Harare on Friday, the 26th of August, 2016, commencing at about 9 o'clock in the morning. People are going to come from the various political parties that I've already mentioned. They are going to congregate initially at the Freedom Square, just next or behind the Rainbow Towers Hotel in Harare. They are going to march into the city center. They are going to end their march at the Africa Unity Square, where representatives from the political parties are going to present a petition to the Speaker of the Parliament of Zimbabwe, Honorable Advocate Jacob Mudenda.
What's the main purpose for this protest?
The protest, or the demonstration, as we would rather call it, Jonga, is merely to show the ZANU-PF regime that the issue of electoral reforms is very critical to the holding of a free and a fair election that will be able to be credible and thus give a result that is beyond contestation. So the main idea is to say most, if not all, the major opposition political parties in Zimbabwe have joined hands under the NERA trajectory to say we want elections that will be free and fair. We know what happened on the 31st of July 2013 when elections were rigged and they were nicked. So we are saying never again should the people of Zimbabwe be taken for granted and be subjected to an electoral process whose result is predetermined.
We have witnessed some demonstrators clashing with the police. Have you sought police clearance on this?
Let me confirm that police clearance has already been sought, as you know, in terms of the Public Order and Security Act. All we have to do is to notify the police about the intention to hold a peaceful demonstration, as is clearly allowed by Section 59 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe. That has since been done, and we are saying for now we are just waiting for the police to give us their formal approval in writing. Even if they don't, which we suspect they might not do, we are not worried one bit. We will just rush to the High Court of Zimbabwe, and we will then make sure that we get an order, an urgent order, to allow us to proceed the demonstration on August 26th.
Are there other organizations that are going to join you, or it's just political parties?
There are other organizations. Like I've already said, we are looking at about 20 or so political parties. We are looking at other organizations like student organizations, like labor organizations, organizations such as Tajamuka, and all other organizations who have an interest in the holding of free and fair elections in Zimbabwe. We trust that they are definitely going to be part of the demonstration, and indeed, they are more than welcome to join us.
That was MDCT spokesman Obet Gutu speaking to Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri from Harare. Pastor Ivan Mawarire of hashtag This Flag campaign, who has been received mixed reactions from Zimbabweans on his decision to seek temporary refuge in the United States after receiving threats from President Robert Mugabe, shared his vision of the movement at a panel discussion with Zimbabweans in Washington, D.C. last week. The panel also included Dr. Chipo Dendere, a professor at a local university, and Dr. Noah Manyika of Build Zimbabwe. Mawarire tells us more on the issue.
I think for a long time we have not been united. And there's a lot of things that have not united us, a lot of things that have brought that disjointedness to us. And some of those things center around conversations that have not been had, you know, by Zimbabweans. For example, the Gukura Wundi issue, you know, in Zimbabwe, it's a conversation that needs to be had. And this movement is even bringing that out, because you have people looking at each other saying, no, well, what do you want us to talk about when we have an issue here that hasn't been? So it's allowing these conversations to take place. Earlier in the morning, it was at Voice of America where we were, and one of the questions was, so what do you feel God is saying? I said, you know, I think one of the things I'm sensing is that it's a chance for us to heal ourselves. It's a chance for us to get some healing. It's a chance for us to get to a place where we can show each other wounds that we have been hiding, the wounds that we have sustained from the brutality of our own nation, whether it is, you know, wounds of, you know, the economic disaster, whether it is physical wounds of being physically beaten because, you know, of because of the repression, or the wounds that, you know, we have amongst family, because sometimes now our families are now divided. That healing process is beginning to take place, and I think the moment we see someone with a Zimbabwean flag, something is now happening that wasn't happening before. You know, before we didn't want to see the flag, but when we saw it, we had certain feelings that were not very nice. So, in a nutshell, our role as we have begun this particular movement has been, number one, to cause people to rise up and speak up without fear. Number two, to be united, because that is where our power is. The job now becomes to, and I'm glad we have, you know, minds that are deeper than mine in terms of, you know, study and research and qualification. The job is now to start to direct this unity, to direct this energy, to direct this awakening into a result that we can all be happy with and proud of as we go forward. So, you know, that's my small part, and you know, it's exciting to see citizens, you know, take part in something that speaks into their future. And I think the one statement that I continue to say now is that we can't afford anymore to be divided by the politics of our country, but we must be united by the dreams of our children. because many of us have lost the opportunity to either speak into Zimbabwe or to realize the dreams that we wanted to, you know, to realize. And the best incentive that we now have is that for our children, this is now for my daughter, this is now for my daughters. And because of that, I actually give it even more strength than I would have done for myself.
That day was Pastor Ivan Mawarire of Hashtag This Flag campaign speaking at a panel discussion held in Washington, D.C. Residents of Nyanga South are invited to take up free medical treatment that will be available at clinics in Nyanga South, where 15 doctors will offer the free treatment this coming Saturday and Sunday. The treatment comes courtesy of their Member of Parliament, Super Mandiwanzira. The annual clinics have been running for 5 years, and residents are urged to go to the nearest clinic for the free diagnosis and treatment. It is believed that the most common ailments in rural Nyanga include diabetes, high blood pressure, cancers, and malaria. Let's hear more on the issue.
My name is Mojo Kwiro, and I'm the district medical officer for Nyanga District.
Tell us about your clinic that's coming up next week.
We are having our annual medical outreach. It's a free medical outreach where we are going to see patients at clinics in Nyanga District, in Nyanga South constituents. And these clinics, namely Mount Melary, Nyatate, Rucheram, Tombo, Gairezi, and Nyafaru, we are going to do the free medical outreach clinics there on Saturday, 27 August, which is this coming Saturday. And then we have, for Sunday, 28 August, we have Dombo, Spring Valley, Claremont, Erin, Nyarumvuwen, Nyajezi Clinic. So all these clinics are free clinics. We have 15 doctors who are coming in from Harare, Shurugi, Mutare, and here in Nyanga District. We'll be working assisted by staff from the clinic and also 10 extra nurses from the Nyanga District Hospital. And all clinics will run from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily.
Are you also going to be providing medications free of charge during the clinics?
Yes, definitely. We are going to do that. Anyone who will be diagnosed, our package includes medication.
What if somebody has a prescription? Do you also honor that?
We may not be able to honor that in terms of the availability, because the medicines that we are carrying to the clinics, they are restricted and they are a certain range. So I may not be able to decisively say that we'll be able to honor. But if they have a prescription, which is medication which we are having, as part of this outreach, we'll be able to do that.
That was Nyanga District Medical Officer Dr. Admo Jokwiro. Coming up, the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. And today, I'm gladly joined by a young man I've had on the show a few times. That is Njabulo Moyo, who is a author, poet, motivational speaker, but currently here in the United States. Njabulo, thank you so much for joining me today.
You're most welcome.
Now, of course, as I mentioned, you are here in the United States. Tell us more what you're doing stateside.
I am here as a participant of an international program called the Community Solutions Program, which is a professional development program actually targeting the best and the brightest global community leaders, those that are working on the theme of transparency and accountability, tolerance and conflict resolution, environment, gender and women-related issues. So basically, we are a group of 94 young leaders from 37 countries across the world.
And what are you doing in your track? What will you be focusing on at the time that you're here?
I'm under the track called Transparency and Accountability, and we'll be working with a local organization in Chicago called Chicago Votes, which is largely an election-based organization that seeks to encourage free and fair electoral processes and also participation of, you know, various groups in the election process. To me, it's a very key theme because elections, you know, the coming 4 years are going to be very key, not only in terms of America, but also in terms of various African countries, including my home country, Zimbabwe. So it is a very important shift towards, you know, democratization of the election as a process. So there's a lot to do in terms of comparison. You've seen the Zambian elections going through. And it's actually a period of really checking for transparency and accountability.
And of course, you'll be here during a very interesting time in the United States, the 2016 presidential elections, seeing Donald Trump, Republican candidate, going against Hillary Clinton, the Democratic president candidate. My question is, when you talk about accountability, transparency in voting, what are some of the trends that you're seeing here in America?
Most recently in Chicago, where I am, there's been a challenge really of automatic voter registration. So the local organization I'm attached to has been trying to push for the mayor to recognize that and also to get that more legalized, such that upon birth, or upon attaining the legal age of voting, people are automatically registered. This is more, to me, of an immediate challenge, where we are saying technology should also be able to assist in the electoral process. But unfortunately, even if we have technology in place, it is now up to those that are in authority to make the final decisions. But however, as a young generation, we really see this as a good approach. And I think it's also an approach that can also be good for Africa, too.
And, moving forward, of course, you have some time in the program. But what's your anticipation about what you'll be able to take back home?
I'll say, based on what I've seen, the media. To me, I think the media really decides kind of like gives somehow some kind of equal opportunity for political parties, it gives them airplay. I've seen a lot of Donald Trump. I've seen a lot of Hillary Clinton being covered in the media. And not just the television as a medium, but even other social media platforms. They are very much used as key players in campaigns. They are very much, relevant even to the community. People can easily access information. So to me, I think the biggest lesson to take back to Africa is that when we are able to liberalize media, we are able to also know more about the electoral candidates. It should not be one-sided. So it is a method. It is a method of allowing people to understand the status quo and also to choose the best candidates. So I believe that there is still a lot for us to learn in terms of media and also the media practitioners themselves.
And with that, I want to say thank you so very much for joining me.
You're most welcome.
That was Njabulo Moyo, an author, poet, and motivational speaker currently here in the United States on a community solutions program. This is Tatenda Gumbo saying thanks for joining me today. And as usual, make sure you join me next week.
This is Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington.
We have an important programming change announcement. Effective Monday, August 29th, 2016, Studio 7 will stop its English program. However, English news on Zimbabwe will continue to be broadcast on VOA's English to Africa programs, Africa News Tonight, Monday through Friday, and Nightline Africa, Saturday and Sunday. Studio 7 will continue programming in English on Live Talk, which has been expanded to one full hour. You will also be able to get Zimbabwe news on our website and Facebook. We will continue broadcasting in Shona and Ndebele, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday and Sunday, where we have expanded Shona and Ndebele programs to 30 minutes. For broadcast times and frequencies, please visit our website, www.voazimbabwe.com. That's www.voazimbabwe.com.
Now to recap on today's top stories. MDCT spokesman Obet Gutu says a sizable number of opposition parties under the NERA agenda program have confirmed participation in a demonstration pushing for urgent electoral reforms to be held Friday in Harare. And Pastor Ivan Mawarire of Hashtag This Flag campaign shares the vision of his movement at a panel discussion with Zimbabweans in Washington, D.C. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a great week ahead.
siyalamukela ku Studio 7 ngensonto mhla ka 21 kuNcwabakazi 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, iningi labantu lithi izehlakalo zokutshengisela elizweni kusolwa uhulumende zizaqhubekela phambili kunyanga ezizayo ngoba kusobala ukuthi uhulumende kalamacebo okulungisisa umnotho welizwe.
Ukudubeka lokhu abantu abaphakathi kwakho kathesi, ikakhulu nxa sikhangela ukuthi izikolo sezizavulwa, amatishala ukubhadala kwabo kuyadonsa, kuyathatha isikhathi. Njalo uhulumende angikholwa ukuthi engabe lamacebo okuthi kusiya phambili imali uzayithola ngabo.
Kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo lamuhla uNtungameli Nkomo uxoxa lomlobi oyimbongi njalo uNjabulo Moyo, yena owethekele khonapha eMelika.
Mina ngibuye njengomunye walabo ababenza inhlelo ezokuthuthukisa izigaba kwelakithi. Ngingomunye osebenza emathebeleland emakhaya njalo kobulawayo edolobheni. Ngisebenza labo ntanga ikakhulu kundlela zokubana bafunde ubukhokheli.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Iningi labantu lithi izehlakalo zokutshengisela elizweni kusolwa uhulumende zizaqhubekela phambili kunyanga ezizayo ngoba kusobala ukuthi uhulumende kalamacebo okulungisisa umnotho welizwe. Umfundisi uSeni Sibanda, isiphathamandla senhlanganiso elwela ilungelo loluntu eZimbabwe Institute for Social Transformation, ngomunye wabasanda ukuphatheka ekutshengiseleni kwenhlanganiso ye-Women of Zimbabwe Arise kunsukwana ezedluleyo kukhankaselwa ukuthi abantwana bengabhadaliswa imali yama-school fees ngoba uhulumende engayisebenzisi ngemfanelo. Siqale ngokubuza umfundisi Sibanda ukuthi abantu makhaza bayaphatheka ekutshengiseleni lokhu na kumbe ngamalunga enhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo abantu ezenza lokhu.
Into esizayibona nxa siqhubekela phambili ukudubeka lokhu abantu abaphakathi kwakho kathesi, ikakhulu nxa sikhangela ukuthi izikolo sezizavulwa, amatishala ukubhadala kwabo kuyadonsa, kuyathatha isikhathi. Njalo uhulumende angikholwa ukuthi engabe lamacebo okuthi kusiya phambili imali uzayithola ngapi. Ngakho sizabona abantu nje makhaza abangekho phakathi kwezinhlelo ezenhlanganiso ezizimele zodwa, sizawabona nje abantu sebevuka indawo yonke besithi hayi sokwanele.
Lani mfundisi beliphathekile kulokhu kujengisela.
Mina ngingene ngenxa yokuthi ngiyananzelela ukuthi abantu esibachumayezayo, abantu esiphila labo, abantu abayizimvu zethu sebedubekile njalo bakhathazekile kakhulu. Nxa sikhangela indaba nje yokudla, yokuthi umuntu athole ukudla ekuseni, okwekuseni okwemindlo kwantambama, balutshwana abantu asebekwanisa ukudla kathathu ngelanga. Nxa umuntu ekutholile kuyabe kunzima kakhulu. Nxa njalo sikhangela obaba, sebebaningi obaba abahlezi ezindlini abangakwanisiyo ukuya emsebenzini nxa ukuthi imisebenzi ayisekho, ama-factory avaliwe. Ngikhuluma kanje silabantwana abaningi emavandleni ethu abafundileyo baqeda bathola ama-degree kuma-university ethu wonke la akhona, kodwa bahlezi ezindlini bayathengisa i-airtime, bayathengisa izwithi ezitridini ngenxa yokuthi imisebenzi ayikho. Ngakho ukudubeka lokhu lathi kuyasikhathaza kakhulu njengabafundisi.
Izehlakalo zokutshengisela seziziningi elizweni, kuzanceda yini?
Ngibona ngani, ngokubona kwami ngibona ngani ingungu le isikhale kakhulu okokuthi sizafika esikhathini sokuthi izadabuka. Ngenxa yokuthi nanzelela ukuthi abantu asebekhonona, kuqala kwakusiba ngabantu abangaphandle kwebandla leZANU PF, kodwa ungakhangela isisu nanzelela ukuthi khathesi sokukhonona abantu abangaphakathi kwebandla leZANU PF. Kugoqela labantu abalwela ilizwe, kugoqela abantu ababezintanga zeZANU PF, kugoqela omama ababekhona phakathi kwe-party ZANU PF. Kutsho ukuthi ngendlela indaba le esihamba ngayo, mbona ngani ayisoze ikwanise ukuthi kuqhubekele phambili ngenxa yokuthi uhulumende ambona ukuthi uzokuthola kuphi imali. Ngoba nxa engala mali, ukukhonona lokhu lokukhala kwabantu kuzaqhubekela lokhu kusiya phambili.
Lo umfundisi uSeni Sibanda owenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Institute for Social Transformation. ubekhuluma ecingweni le Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Silokhu sikudaba olufanayo siphinde saxoxa lo nkosikazi Sipho Dube omela iBrightbridge East edalele parliamente.
Umumo lokhona uhlukuluza wonke umuntu, especially nalwana umumo ukuthi abantu ebhodi abavalele izinto kuyahlukuluza abantu. But okusalayo ukuthi abantu bangani balokwesaba, abantu bangani balokukhonokho ukuhlukuluzwa, abantu bademonstrate, abantu abanye babotshwa. And then kwesinye isikhathi umuntu sebotshiwe ngahambe ejele, sokufunakala imali zokuthi akhutshwe abe ngaphandle, omunye babe kuhambe uye-reporter wathi wathi. So abantu befuna ukutshengisela bayesaba ukuthi batshenzele omunye abe sesabele ukuthi uzabotshwa. Abadala bakhanya bayabhuqa ngamadela, inkomo sezindala sezikwatama because umuma usamanga kuhle.
Bona abanye benu ke abezana uPF.
Kathesi okwenzakalayo khona apha ekutshengiseleni khona okade kukhona, bekhona laba abanye asebebona ukuthi kwakhona nanti ukuthi indlana ayikuthi ayiboni ngelanga linye, sebebona besilabo abanye labo kudemo, but baye besenza besesaba ngokuthi anti vele bahleziwe ngabantu abayithiselwayo. Ngokuthi kathesi umumo uzasithi izinto azisakhambi kuhle, anithe yona lamahovesi lawo abantu abayiwo ababeqinisa iphathi leyo. Sebe ngani vele labo sebenjani? Hayi sebe ngani sebebona. Enye into ehluphayo yabona ukuthi ZANU-PF ile problem yokuthi anjengona ama-ofisi wonke kahulumende, wonke ama-organization iyabe ifuna ukuthi i-controle. So iBrightbridge i-problem ekhona yokuthi abantu abayibo abakuma-organization, each office ye-government iyesaba, bayesaba abantu abadala. Sike umuntu uyambona ulesikhundla esikhulu lama-degree, lama-diploma, but uyesaba ukhontrola ngomunye umuntu njongela la lani, kodwa ngenxa yokuthi wesaba khonokho ukuthi wesabele umsebenzi wakhe. Enye into yehluphayo ukuthi anisesesabele umsebenzi.
Lowo ngunkosikazi Sipho Dube omela iBrightbridge East edalele parliamente. Sixoxelaye ekhona le eBrightbridge. Izakhamizi zeBhambathi ePlumtree sezikhonone kakhulu ngokuqhatshwa kwabantu abangenelisi ukukhuluma ulimi lwesiNdebele lesikhalanga emngcelweni weMaitengwe ongena kwele Botswana. Izakhamizi lezi zithi abaningi abasebenza emngceleni lo bakhuluma ulimi lwesishona, ngitsho labathanyelayo okusuke kubadide ingqondo bezibuza ukuthi kambe kungabe kuyikuthi bona abenelisi ukuthanyela na ukuze bengaqhatshwa kanye labantu babo. Kodwa kuqhatshwa abakhuluma ulimi abangaluzwisisiyo esigabeni. Omunye wezakhamizi lezi ngumnumzana Moki Ncube, yena ochasisa okuningi ngalolu daba kungxoxo lontungameli inkomo weStudio 7.
Kufanele kube nezisebenzi izakhamizi zakhona lapha around wadithele zile nemisebenzi khona laphana. Okuqakayo ukuthi kwamiye nje ngakubona bekulabadala ababili umuntu lesiwanda yibakade bevula igedi khonaphana bengamasecurity. Isikhathi sonke sithi bavula ibheda yibo abadala kade besebenza khona laphana bengabe ekhaya. Kuke kathesa mhlawumbe kune-2 months sebakhitshwa kwazofaka kwesishoneni. So balamela nje kuthi kwaba lemfa lapha abamfana bezithethe khona ngale baswaneni ngahamba ngabahlangabeze ebhoda abaswane. Sithethe sibuya labo laphana sikhethe ukuchayisa nje sesiya khona lapha negedi nje siyaphuma. Into eyangimangazayo eyangijabulayo wabuza nalo security osegedini wathi khona umama lo angangenzayo wathi vulaibhodiyena. Manje umama lo angangobakazwa wathi ayi akulamanzi, wayekhala ukuthi khona unamanzi yini ebhegini ngakuthi maithi vulaibhodi sekekawukuthi kayivulavula ebhegini. Umama lalo waphendula usekeleti athi hayi anginavula yini ebhegi. Yazinto le yangimangaza yangicaphula yito yakuthi sakhana kakhulu siphela kubakhokheli namakhansili yezinduna nabosebhuku abayazi ilungelo yabo ngoba idoda leyana sesikhontrolwa ngabantu esingabaziyo. Bathumele namakhansili bakhangele lo MP bakhangele akuhlela yena umuntu wesiNdebeleni osebenza khona lapha yikho esikhala ngakho bazenzela intando yabo bahamba renda
obathini bono kansila nxa likhulumisana lapho?
Sithe azama ukukhuluma into kwakhona so bayesaba abazilindile nabo izinduna sizinduna sizilombinga sizinduna sizinduna the chief madlambi loba sesikhangela mawungena lebhekwane abantu abakhina phakathi namakhalanga abantu abavula igedi namakhalanga so even noma eSouth Africa mawungena ebhayibhuzi uyathola amachangane khona ngale mawungena lapha yazi kunjalo but leyakithi leyi yazi siyamangala and then izinkokheli zithuli zikhangele vele kazilayona ivoyici abadala bayesaba kangikwazi ukuthi bayesabani kakhulu sethi ngathi izinja nje lezana ezithothela amathambo sokuthi idla abanye abantu singabaziwa.
Lowo ngumnumzana Moki Ncube, isakhamuzi sakombimba ePlumtree. Ke silijike kancinyane ezandleni zikantungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 esethulela uhlelo oluphathelane labasakhulayo.
Yikudibana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo igama nguntungameli Nkomo. Lamhlanje ngixoxa lomlobi njalo eyimbongi umnumzana Njabulo Moyo yena ongapha kwelemelika okwamanje. Moyo ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu ba.
Ungasitshela ukubana ufike nini khonapha eMelika njalo uhamba ngaluphi uhlelo?
Ngifike kuviki eliphelileyo ngihamba ngohlelo elibizwa ngokuthi Community Solutions lona olujonge ukudinga indlela ezintsha zokuthi sikhulise izigaba esifela kizo njengabantwana abangabakhokheli emazweni amaningi agoqela i-Africa, i-Asia ne-Europe. Lolo uhlelo luhlelo olusekelwa lilunga likahulumende waseMelika njalo lujonge ukubana luthuthukise indlela esiphatha ngayo inhlelo kumazwe esivela kiwo njalo lokuthi sifundisane njengabontanga ukuze sithole indlela ezinhle njalo ezilula zokuthuthukisa izigaba zethu.
Wena ubuye nje ngomlobi?
Mina ngibuye njengomunye walabo ababenza inhlelo ezokuthuthukisa izigaba kwelakithi. Ngingomunye osebenza eMathabeleland emakhaya njalo koBulawayo edolobheni. Ngisebenza labo ntanga ikakhulu kundlela zokubana bafunde ubukhokheli, indlela yokubana bafunde ukulungiselela ikusasa kwabo. Ngingathi ngiyafundisa kakhulu kuzinto ezishiyeneyo ezigoqela ama-youth
emakhaya lakoBulawayo. Lapha nxa ukhulumisana labo abatsha ubafundisa kuyini kahle kahle obafundisa khona ngobukhokheli?
Okokuqala ngibafundisa ngokubana kumele bebe lesibindi sokukhuluma lokumela izifiso zabo, kungabe kuyizifiso abathayela ukuzithola kubukhokheli belizwe kumbe ubukhokheli bezigaba. Lokhu kuyananzeleleka ukuthi ontanga esikhathini esiningi bakhangelelwa njengabantwana abangela kokutsho ezigabeni, kukanti kusasa likibo. Kukanti ontanga labo bayangenelisa ukubana bakhulume into ezilomsoco ezingathuthukisa izigaba. Njalo sibuye sikhangele inhlelo ezifanana lempilakahle ezigoqela i-HIV le-AIDS khona okuyizinto sokuqede ontanga kakhulu. Lokhu siyancedisana kubana sidinge indlela zokuzivikela njengakontanga, sikhuthazane ukubana siziphathe kahle ukwenzela ukuthi la mathuba ethu athuthuke.
So lamaviki amabili ukhona apha eMelika njalo uqalile uhlelo lwakho, ungasitshela kukhona okubalulekileyo osukufundile ngobukhokheli?
Esengikunanzelile kakhulu ukubana njengomkhokheli kuyadingeka ukubana ubekwazi isimo sabantu, ubana abantu imizwa yabo imenjani, izifiso zabo zimenjani. Ngobana kwesinye isikhathi njengabakhokheli singaqhubeka sisebenza, singaqhubeka sisenza inhlelo, kukanti lezi nhlelo ngaziphathisi abantu. Ngiyananzelela kwele Melika ukubana abantu balakho ukukhululeka, bakhululekile kakhulu ukubana batshele uhulumende, batshele ubukhokheli ngalokhu abakufunayo bona. Njalo siyananzelela ukubana balamalungelo asekelwayo kakhulu njalo alalelwayo. Lapho esibona ubukhokheli obakhethwayo budingwa njalo bubizwa enhlelweni zezigaba ukubana kukhulunyisane labantu. Nxa sokukhulunyisene kungasaphumanga inklomele ekhangelelweni sibona abantu belakho ukubana baqhubeke beze befike emabangeni aphezulu awezomthetho.
Abanye abasakhulayo umoyo mazwi banongathanda ukubatshiyela wona okwamanje.
Engithanda ukuthi ukubana njengabontanga masingabi lobuvila. Ngobana lami ukuze ngingene kulelu hlelo kungenxa yokusebenza nzima, kungenxa njalo yokusebenza ngiqakathekisa isikolo. Ngiyakhuthaza ukubana ontanga siyazi ukuthi isimo sinzima, imali kayikho. Kodwa kwesinye isikhathi yona le esiba layo encane kuyadingeka ukubana siyisebenzise ukubana sizithuthukise thina okokuqala. Nxa sesizithuthukisile thina saba lolwazi ukuze siyenza ukuthi senelise ukuthuthukisa izigaba zethu.
Bekukuhle ukuba lawe kuhlelo umoyo njalo limqotho lelo, siyabonga.
Ubonga mina kakhulu.
Belilalele uhlelo lwabasakhulayo, ngixoxa lomnumzana Njabulo Moyo ongumlobi njalo oyimbongi ongapha eMelika okwamanje. Asidibaneni kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Olivalelisayo Ntungameli Nkomo. Lilale.
Siyabonga Ntungameli.
Isaziso eziqakathekileyo senguquko enhlelweni ze-Studio 7 kusukisela ngomvulo mhla ka-29 Ncwabakazi 2016, umsakazo wakho we-Studio 7 uza kuma ukusakaza ngolimi lwesiNgisi. Loba kunjalo, indaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe ngalolu limi zizaqhubeka ziphuma kunhlelo ze-VOA English to Africa ezithi Africa News Tonight ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu, kuthi ke le Nightline Africa ngomgqibelo langesonto. I-Studio 7 izaqhubeka isakaza ngesiNgisi kuhlelo Live Talk lona osoluqheliswa emsakazweni weradio ukuze lube lihola elilodwa, hatshi ingxenye yehola obekuyikho khona kathesi. Lizaba lakho ukuqhubeka lithola indaba zesiNgisi ebulenjini beweb. Sizaqhubeka sisakaza ngesishona langesiNdebele ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu okwengxenye yehola ngalimi lunye, kuthi ngomgqibelo langesonto lalo luqheliswe lusiya njalo kungxenye yehola ngalunye. Ukuze lithole amagagasi esisakaza kiwo, yanini kuwebsayithi yethu ethi www.voashona.com loba ku www.voaindebele.com. Uhlelo lwesishona lolwesiNdebele lusakazwa nsuku zonke kusukisela ngo-7 ntambama kusiya ngo-8 p.m. kumagagasi athi 15460 6065 4930 shortwave laku 909 mediumwave. Uhlelo lwe-Live Talk lusakazwa kusukisela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu ngo-8 ntambama kumagagasi awe 6065 15460 ushortwave laku 909 mediumwave. Inhlelo ze-VOA English to Africa olwe-Africa News Tonight ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu kusukisela ngo-8 ntambama kusiya ngo-8 kumagagasi athi 6080 155080 laku 17530 ushortwave. Uhlelo lwe-Nightline Africa ngomgqibelo langesonto kusukisela ngo-8 ntambama kusiya ngo-8 kumagagasi athi 909 le-4930 mediumwave.
Asizweni umculo ka-Omega Mkhululi Mkhosi Ndlovu, yena ocula ese-South Africa wodwa edabuka enkayi. Ukuzigqiba ezalamhlanje ke sikhangele ebesilazo. Iningi labantu lithi izehlakalo zokutshengisela elizweni kusolwa uhulumende zizaqhubekela phambili kunyanga ezizayo, ngoba kusobala ukuthi uhulumende kalamacebo okulungisisa umnotho welizwe. Izakhamizi zeBhambazi ePlumtree sezikhonone kakhulu ngokuqhatshwa kwabantu abangenelisi ukukhuluma ulimi lwesiNdebele lesikhalanga emngceleni weMaitengwe ongena kwele Botswana. Hayi ke silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo. Ngusithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhona pha eWashington DC.
been listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murari zvakanaka vateereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.